morning worship, and Bible study on Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. We would love to see you and hear from you. Our doors are open. Living Word Ministries radio broadcast can be heard every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 11:30 a.m. until 12 noon. Continuous blessings. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. and Living Word Ministries, thank you for your support.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1. The gospel is on your radio. Call a friend. Tell somebody. 88.1.
Welcome to the Movement of Christ Worldwide Ministries Broadcast, brought to you by the Greater King David Baptist Church, pastored by Dr. John E. Montgomery II, one church ministering in two locations, 222 Blood Road and 7305 Harry Drive, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Thank you for your prayers and support of the ministry. Let us now join the broadcast already in progress.
Hope for all I do.
Nobody greater than you. More volume, please. Take me up a little higher. Thank you. Thank you. Nobody greater. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, we thank you afresh for this truth that nobody is greater than you. Thank you for what you've done. Thank you for what you're doing right now. Thank you that there's still power in the blood and the name of Jesus. And you're still defeating our enemies. You're still conquering our challenges. You're still making ways out of no way. And for that, we say thank you. Now, Lord, as we on this day celebrate the risen Savior, we pray that you would simply meet us in this word and worship to make every individual keenly aware that what Jesus did, he did for each and every one of us. No matter what our circumstances are, no matter what our situations are, no matter how we feel or what we may be dealing with, let us place Jesus above all of those things. Somebody press their way. Somebody pushed their way to get here today just to be a part of this worship service, to shout the glory, he is risen from the dead. And we know it because he's risen in our soul. And for that, we say thank you. Bless your people everywhere. Bless this word and this work today. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. God bless you. Matthew 28 and verse 6 simply says, he is not here, for he is risen. As he said, come see the place where the Lord lay. May the Lord bless this word. You may be seated in his presence. Now, it's interesting, as I was sitting here, this was not the message I prepared this morning. This focus that has been reshifted for this service was simply to keep before the people of God, He is risen. I think we hear it and we associate it with the Easter message, but many of us miss the true significance of it in our own personal lives and experiences. When we talk about He is risen, it carries the connotation of all of the power and all of the glory and all of the majesty of the risen Savior, making and confirming that the power He's given to the believer is confirmed in heaven and should be confirmed in us, and we ought to continue to occupy till He returns in the anointing and the authority that He's given to us as a true believer. The Easter message is not preached just on Easter. The resurrection message is powerful and should be lived and experienced every day. As a matter of fact, if you take the resurrection message and put it ahead of every difficulty, every problem, every circumstance, every situation, and remember, if God raised Jesus from the dead, He got your situation fixed. If you can remember, He is, not was, but He is risen. Matter of fact, the joy comes for many of us simply in the first resurrection or rising. That's when He got up out of the grave, and we shout that one. But don't you know, after He got up out of the grave, He rose from earth to glory 40 days later. And listen, if you shouted for the first resurrection and don't realize that there's so much more to His rising, He is risen, steady moving up, moving to the place and point where He sits on the right hand of the Father, ever making intercession. Then we truly begin to understand the scripture. He's not here. He is not here. Why was this necessary to say? Well, I want to throw this out parenthetically, that many folk are looking for the risen Savior in the wrong place. Y'all may not have gotten that, but one of the things that you're going to understand as you continue to live life and begin to understand the fullness of this message is that God raised Jesus from the dead to do in us in a complete work the very realities of making our lives super abundant on this side, preparing us for eternity on the other side. So getting up simply was the beginning of the best that was yet to come. Too many of us miss the Lord because we stop short of understanding the full message. So many of us, you understand the horrific and terrible injustice that was done to Jesus on Good Friday. It was the darkest, blackest day in the history of the world. The Son of Almighty God had been beaten and bruised, chastised, had been given a punishment that was meant for you and for me. And the cross represents His ability to shed His blood and to take away all of our sins and to make it possible for us to enter in a right relationship with God. But if Sunday morning would not have come, what happened at Calvary wouldn't have made a difference. Some of us stop at the cross when we ought to start. at the cross. The songwriter had it right when it says, at the cross, where I first, that's the beginning, saw the light, and the burdens of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my, talking about spiritual sight. And now I'm happy all the days because it is the beginning of understanding what Jesus did. Let me put it this way. In the Italian Alps, thousands of people every year trek up the mountain to this place where they've affixed a crucifixion, a cross, a place to remind them of what Jesus did. And thousands of people climb this high mountain to go and to be a part of that worship service. But that was one man who noted that there was another path that was covered up by the thick bush. And he pressed his way through the thick bush to find that there was another shrine where there was a cave opened with no stone in front of the door. And he went inside and it was empty. And there was nothing there but still white linen clothing, neatly folded, reminding him and them that Jesus had risen from the dead. And he looked back and he saw all of the folk standing around the cross, and not many folk had moved beyond the cross to see that the resurrection was the celebration of the cross. And so many people yet today are stuck at the cross where they miss the reality that the cross was the beginning of what Jesus Christ offered. And to continue the celebration, you've got to move beyond the cross and get to Easter Resurrection Sunday morning, where you can shout the glory that he is not here. He is risen as he said. Come see the place where the Lord lay. A reminder, a refreshing in the fact that the glory of the gospel is that he got up from everything that would bind him and hold him, restrict him, and keep him from doing what God had ordained him to do. He got up. Because he rose, the reminder is, come see the place. Whenever you get discouraged and feel like you can't go another further, come see the place. Whenever you're dealing with stuff that seems like it's too much for you to bear, come see the place. Whenever it feels like the world is on top of you instead of you being on top of the world, come see the place. You see, the devil would want us to keep our minds affixed to the problem, but we need to keep our minds fixed to the promise. And every now and then, we need to remind ourselves that we need to revisit the place where Jesus won the victory, and he got up that third day Sunday morning with all power in his hand. And if he rose, and he did, there is nothing, somebody say nothing, that can hold you down. Because he rose, there is nothing can hold you back. Because when he rose, he didn't just get up in the grave, he came out of it. Are y'all not hearing me?
you might have gotten up in your circumstances, but the Lord got up so you could go out of your, y'all not hearing me here. Come see the place where the Lord lay. And it should serve as a constant reminder that God has got this thing fixed. Encourage your neighbor and say, come see the place. It's right in the text. Come see the place where the Lord lay. He ain't there no more. That's a reminder that you've got the victory. Just don't focus on being the victim. Focus on being the victor. He lives. And because he lives, you shall live. Look at what he said. I am come that you might have life, and that super abundantly. So stop just getting by. Come to the place that reminds you all over again. You don't have to wait till Easter Sunday morning to come back to the place. I might need a reminder tomorrow morning while I go through another challenge or situation that he is risen. I might need it next Friday afternoon to go back and remind myself that he is risen. I might need it a month from now that he is risen. I just need to keep reminding myself that I am the victor because Jesus is risen. Wait a minute, I'm coming to my seat when I tell you this. Sit down. This wasn't even my message this morning. This is off the cuff. Listen. A preacher had just taken over a new church, and he was excited about his pastorate. And he had two children, and one was on the way soon to be delivered within the month. And they were preparing for the Easter celebration. And his little three-year-old daughter kept shouting, Daddy, I'm excited about Easter. 3 years old. The mother had taken the daughter shopping, bought her brand new dress, and bought her brand new bonnet, got her all dolled up, and it had gotten closer to Resurrection Day. And about that Thursday or Friday, the mother was bringing the little girl to buy some shoes. And before she left the house, she said to her daddy, Daddy, I'm excited about Easter. And daddy looked at her and he said, Baby, you're excited about Easter? Do you know what Easter is all about? And the little girl looked at him and said, Yes, daddy. And the daddy said, Well, what is Easter all about? And the little girl lifted up her hands as high as she could lift them up with the biggest smile on her face. And at the top of her voice, she hollered, Surprise! And the daddy thought a minute and he said, How true it is. From a three-year-old child, the Easter message is, surprise! Satan, he rose. Surprise! Sin, he rose. Surprise! Disciples, he rose. Surprise! Jesus got up early Sunday morning. And I'm here to tell you that every time the enemy comes and he thinks thinks he's defeating you, you ought to tell him, surprise! Surprise! Hallelujah. What a wonderful surprise. Hallelujah. Perhaps you're here today and maybe for you it was all about the clothes and the shoes. But today is a celebration of the fact that he is not here, for he is risen. And if you're here today, and God brought you here, and you
come on and put your hands together. Let's have church up in here. Come on. Somebody remember this one. Can I get a witness? Do I have anybody that really remember this song? Huh? Yeah. Come on. Put your hands together a little bit loud. Come on, come on. Yes, sir.
I'll trust in the Lord. Said I'm gonna trust, yes, in my God above, yes. I will trust, yes. In the Lord till I die.
Do y'all believe that this evening? Here's another thing, listen.
Gonna stay on the battlefield.
Anybody made God that promise?
That you'll stay on the battlefield.
Andre,
I'm gonna stay on the battlefield. If you hold on to Jesus,
hold on,
be steadfast, unmovable.
Well,
and whatever you do, remember I told you, don't give up.
I'll trust.
Keep on trusting.
I'll trust.
In the Lord above.
I'll trust.
I'm going to stay right there. Jason, I don't care how much you talk about me. I'm going to put my trust in Jesus.
Over.
Catch somebody by the hand.
Oh, yeah.
somebody. Tell them this, tell them. Say, neighbor. I don't know what you're going through.
I don't know.
And it's not my business. But all I want to tell you, if you just hang on in there,
hang on in there,
and wait on God, wait on Him, He might not come when you want Him. But
after a while,
it'll be all right.
I know it will.
Everything will be all right. Trust in Him until I
die.
Catch your hands up. Give somebody a high five and say glory.
Tribulations, unexpected situations, living here below. I've had friends to turn their backs on me and leave me standing in the cold. Hurt in the church as I attempt to do God's work by people who call themselves saints. Many times I felt like giving up, but the Spirit said, Dottie, you came. You know the Lord, He puts you through a lot of things you can't understand. And for everything He allows, there's a reason. So in my life, the devil gets no glory everywhere I go. God has a way of turning things around. Yeah. He meant it for my good. God meant it for we